This is Amy Heller. I am board member to the Civil Service Board, acting instead of Vice Chair Sexton, as he is having technical issues currently. So I'm calling to order the meeting of July 7th, 2022. Can we please have a roll call of the board members?
Vice Chair Sexton, Board Member Hansen,
here.
Board Member Heller,
here.
Board Member Klein,
here.
Board Member Wick,
here.
Deputy City Attorney Martha Lance,
here.
Okay, so I would like to introduce at this time our new board member, Corey Wick. She's going to be the employee representative to the board. Corey, would you like to say a few words to introduce yourself?
I'm excited to be joining all of you. My name is Corey Wick. I live in Tacoma, obviously. I work for West Pierce Fire and Rescue for 26 years. Have experience with civil service and open public meetings and all of that. I have a 9-year-old son who is the most amazing person on earth, just happy to be participating and hope that I can be of good service to everyone.
Welcome to the board, Ms. Wick. Ms.
Hello!
Hey. Hi, Dan. We were just getting ready. I'll pass it over to you. I was just going to ask Martha Lance, as board member.
Can you hear me? I can't hear me.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh. I can't hear anybody.
Jim.
What is going on? Is that it? Hello?
Hear us now.
Can you hear Dan? No?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling. I just introduced Ms. Wick. I was going to ask Ms. Lance, does Board Member Wick need to be sworn in?
She has been sworn in. I know that.
Okay. So, Dan, we're now on.
Did you do the roll call?
We did. We are now ready for approval of the minutes, and I'll turn it back over to you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really need to open up my computer so I can see everyone. Can I see everyone on here somehow? So everyone received the minutes. Is there any discussion?
Vice Chair Sexton.
Board Member Heller.
Yes, I have some edits for the meeting minutes, please.
Please proceed.
Okay. So starting on, I know I was having camera problems, but apparently there were some audio problems as well. So starting on page 2 of the minutes.
Yes.
Where it starts out as my objection on line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it should read such as, well, line 4. I believe we need to set this hearing for as soon as possible. There should be a comma. Delete the and. This comma. The city council and the public utility board, period. Like the city council and the public, and like the public utility board, period. And then we should be capitalized. That was the beginning of my next sentence. And then going down to the last line. That we can hear everything that's going on, there should be a comma. and that they can hear us, period. So, and then the last line, strike the first and, we should be capitalized, need to meet in person. So then going on to page 4, under my comments, on line 1, 2, 3, 4, a lawful requirement at this point that we can't do strike other than, and it should be as the city council does, comma, have in-person meetings. So I think this sentence got garbled probably in translation, so you can strike the did pass the emergency rule, because it just doesn't make sense the way it is. I think there was some problems there. And then down in the very last line, it says clearly hear and make decisions. And then you have inaudible in parentheses. And what I said was in the best interest of the city. And then before the sorry about that, so that that makes sense, there should be in parentheses background noise or phone ringing or whatever you have, because that's what I was apologizing for. And then on page 9, under my comments, it says, let me clarify that by making my motion, comma, in no way did I intend to delay his hearing. All right, so those are my edits. So perhaps we can set these, I would ask the board that we set the minutes forward until the edits are made, and then we can approve them at the next meeting.
Is it possible for someone to move adoption with the corrections that board member Heller has recommended? And that way we're agreeing to your corrections, but we're going ahead and approving them as you corrected them?
Yes, thank you very much.
So moved then.
Any discussion on any other discussion?
No, I'll second for the record.
Thank you. All approved?
Aye.
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 Opposed? I also was an aye. Thank you. The motion passes.
Vice Chair Paxton, could I confirm Board Member Hansen? Is he an abstention or I didn't?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yeah, I approve the motion.
Thank you.
Ms. Hobson, are you the host of the meeting?
Yes.
Can you let me in?
Recording in progress.
All right. I can see everyone now. Well, it's good to see everyone. Got it. All right. Now okay, hang on. I just need to mute this. How's that? Does anyone else have? I have the echo. I have the echo. Audio. Okay, that does it, right? Perfect. Okay, well, greetings to our new board member. Communication for information, Ms. Hobson.
None this evening.
Thank you. Action on matters still pending, new business. Is this you again, Ms. Hobson?
Sure, I can share that. OPMA and public records training will be held at the August meeting. And also a discussion on election of officers. Is that correct, Martha? Are we're gonna just do a discussion, or are we gonna have them vote on officers at that meeting as well?
I think the intent was to go over your rules of procedure, since we haven't had officer elections in a long time, and determine amongst yourselves how you wanna proceed. And possibly we could elect at that meeting, or if you're, if the discussion is complex and there's a reason to delay it to September, you could do that as well. So I think we can draft the agenda to allow for both possibilities.
Well, that sounds great to me. Ms. Hobson, was that it?
Yes.
Great. Consideration of matters set for public hearing. Appeal hearing in the matter of Joseph Harris, Tacoma Police Department. The parties here?
Yes, Joseph Harris is here.
Great.
And Deputy City Attorney Cheryl Comer is here as well.
Okay, great. Okay, the board will now convene the appeal hearing for the appellant, Tacoma Police Officer Joseph Harris. Officer Harris's appeal dated January 27th, 2022, relates to his participation in the Tacoma Police Department's detective classification promotional examination process. His appeal references Tacoma Municipal Code 1.24.480, exams shall be impartial, and Tacoma Municipal Code 1.24.520, review and notification of exam results. Due to our ongoing situation, the hearing will be conducted using Zoom. The proceeding is being recorded and minutes are being taken. This proceeding is part of a open public meeting, and members of the public and other interested parties are welcome to attend this proceeding, but there will not be public comment period during the hearing. If board members have a question, use make it known one way or another, wave, or I don't care if you yell at me during a break in the action, whatever it takes to get noticed here, and I'll get to you, and we'll get your question. And the proceeding is part do not use the chat function to make any comments or statement during the proceeding. If you can, anything on the chat function is part of the public record, so try to refrain from doing that if you can. If you're a public individual, you can we're happy to hear from you at the at the end of the hearing. And if you have not been called upon to address the chair and the board, please use the hand raise function or like I said, you can wave at me, whatever it takes. A staff member will be monitoring the Zoom function and will assist the chair in making sure that raised hands are recognized. Everyone, including the parties, representatives, witnesses, board members, and staff must mute their audio unless speaking. Hopefully we won't have any more audio or video issues or other technical difficulties. If it just happens to me, you've seen board member Heller is more than capable to jump in. If it happens to either side, we'll just have to discontinue the hearing for tonight and reschedule for another time. This matter will proceed following the board's rules of procedure for adjudicative hearings. All documents, including this appeal to the board, are hereby admitted into the record. The City of Tacoma's brief is also made part of the record. Officer Harris shall present his evidence first and has the burden of proving his claim by a preponderance of the evidence. Following the presentation by Officer Harris or of the testimony of any and all witnesses called by Officer Harris, and after a cross-examination by the deputy city attorney for the city, board members may ask questions. Following the presentation of evidence, I will call on each party to make a closing argument if desired. The board will recess to an executive session to deliberate prior to ruling on the appeal. The final decision of the board will be made in open session by motion and vote. We'll now start the hearing. Will the parties or their representatives please introduce themselves for the record, beginning with the appellate. Officer Harris. Officer Harris.
Can you hear me? I'm having issues right now.
Sure. Well, I can hear you.
Okay.
Officer Harris, do you have video also?
Okay. Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
About that. It keeps, the internet's going in and out.
Yeah. Do you have video, Officer Harris?
Vice Chair Sexton.
Board Member Heller.
So this is exactly the type of thing that I was concerned about, that we can't see the person that's presenting before us. He's having trouble with his audio. This has been happening routinely with our meetings. I think that we really truly need to do these appeal hearings in person. We can make arrangements to social distance. We don't have to be in city council chambers. I would move that we set this hearing forward and reconvene in person.
Board Member Heller, before we do that, I am in complete agreement with you. I want to check in with Officer Harris and see if we can communicate with him at all. See if we can get his thoughts on that matter. I know he was anxious to get his case heard. I imagine he'll be disappointed in not being able to get this done tonight, but if we can't see him and hear him, we can't see him and hear him. I think I've lost him again. Officer Harris, are you there? Ms. Hobson, you would know if Officer Harris is connected.
He is not. He was, but he is not at this time.
Well, I guess if he's not connected, we don't really have any choice. Just like I said just a couple of minutes ago about the meeting might get postponed if there's technical difficulties. And I see Board Member Heller.
I would reassert my motion that we set this forward. Perhaps in August, we can meet in person and be able to actually see and hear what Officer Harris has to bring forward and present to us. This is just no way to run a hearing.
Yeah, board Member Heller, we can't have a hearing without the appellant. I am Board Member Hanson. I see your hand. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm kind of like that kid in the first row. He keeps raising his hand. I believe Ms. Lance that you may have had a discussion with the city council or someone from the city council or one of their representatives about our request to hold these hearings in person. Is that correct?
Yes, you sent them a letter and the mayor returned the letter, but what she stated in her letter is that state law currently doesn't allow in-person meetings if it is if a local emergency rule is in place, and our local emergency rule is still in place. So the combination of the local emergency rule and the Open Public Meeting Act as it was amended quite recently in recognition of these hybrid meetings and the whole, you know, pandemic inability to meet in person precludes an in-person meeting at this time. The law simply doesn't allow it. But what I did want to say was I think if the vice chair is receptive to this, we could suspend this meeting, put on hold, and we could just stall the proceedings for a second instead of adjourning, and we could see if maybe Ms. Comer could help, or maybe some member of the human resources staff could try to call Officer Harris and see if there's a way that we can patch him in by phone. It's possible that he would agree to just have the board consider his written materials and Ms. Comer's response, and you could make your decision based on that if he's amenable to it. But I think we should try to get a hold of him.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't finished with my
comment. No, I'm sorry.
Board Member Hanson.
Could I just interject?
Please.
You know, and I understand what you're saying, Ms. Lance, but the council and the Public Utilities Board is meeting in person. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so it is possible to make an exception to the blanket rule that meetings are not in person. So we do know that I just want to know, does the city council understand that we do have quasi-judicial hearings where we have testimony and we and part the parties offer exhibits? So they do understand that? Okay, because I don't, I just want to make sure that they understand what our quandary is when we're trying to hold a hearing and we have these issues with the internet, and especially if a party can't appear because they're having problems with their internet. And so, you know, given that two boards are already meeting in person, it's conceivable that we could also meet in person as well. And these particular boards do not hold hearings. The council does not hold hold evidentiary hearings. The Public Utilities Board does not hold evidentiary hearings. And I think we can all agree that there is a lot of potential for problems when you're trying to hold an evidentiary hearing on Zoom. And we're seeing that right now. And I don't know if there's anything else that we can do to try to convince the council that we do at least need to hold hearings in person, because this is becoming an unworkable situation.
Got it. Board Member Klein.
Yes, I respect the point that Board Member Heller made, and her motion I think is still hanging out there without a second, but I also liked what the vice chair said, because it really comes down to, we have to respect the appellant or the employee that's been delayed all of this time. So I liked the vice chair's suggestion of contacting him, making sure that he's comfortable with setting it out again. If he insists that his computer's working again and he wants to get it over with, I'd hate to have us not proceed and delay him again. So I don't know if there's a way to take Amy's and amend it to where you'll contact him to verify.
If I may. Ms. Hobson.
Yes.
There you are. Okay. We have some more business to take care of here, and I'm going to jump back to, but before we do that, I'm sorry, Ms. Comer, you're here. You're party to this. Did you have anything you wanted to add?
I am fine with whatever the board decides. I agree with Ms. Lance, though. It was my understanding that a public hearing was not possible. I have been holding evidentiary hearings successfully in many cases for PERC and in arbitrations. So it's really unfortunate that this board hasn't had a good experience with that, because I have. So I'm fine proceeding tonight if we can, or if the appellant is agreeable to proceeding just based on the written documentation, that's fine. I was going forward tonight with a subject matter expert just to fill in some of the information for the board. Lynn Stair is here. So I'm happy to, allow you to ask questions of Lynn if that would be helpful. If Officer Harris is able to call in and hear what's happening, that would be helpful. I certainly understand not wanting to delay it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate any help you can be on that. I'll go back to Board Member Heller, and then I want to talk to our coordinator. Go ahead.
So it's the moving party's responsibility to both go first, and they have the burden of proof. As such, I think it's inappropriate to have the city put on their case when the appellant isn't here to put on their case or provide.
Duly noted.
Vice Chair Sexton, I agree, and I want to just interject here really quickly.
Thank you.
I know. Okay. Any kind of testimony, just let me finish up here, please. Any kind of testimony that the city would offer would be have to be subject to cross-examination. And obviously, if the other party is not here, that party cannot cross-examine that witness. So that's, I mean, it would violate due process to have a hearing when the other party is not attending the hearing.
Yes, yes. Let me do this first. A coordinator, Ms. Hobson, are you still here? I don't see you.
Yes, I am.
Great. Have you
try to call Mr. Harrison, he didn't answer.
That's about all we can do. Do you have one number for him? Did he call in on a number? Has he made any attempts to get back in, or give me a report?
Deputy City Attorney Martha Lance has a question.
Yes.
Well, I just wanted to clarify that I was not advising that we proceed without Mr. Harris's input. My suggestion was that if you suspended the hearing, which we've effectively done, to try to get a hold of him, and if we could get him on the line, if he were willing to have his evidence be presented simply in the form of his written submission, he would be able to do that. But I certainly wasn't suggesting that we go ahead without hearing from him. He does need to be present. So I wanted to be clear on that.
Duly noted. My thoughts are we're not going anywhere for a while. We still have more business to take care of.
Vice Chair Sexton?
Yes, please.
Deputy City
Attorney. You're who I wanted to
Palmer
talk to.
Palmer has anyway. Her hand up.
No, who does? I don't see. I'm sorry. Board Member Heller, go ahead.
So yeah, I had a motion on the floor.
Yeah. Board Member Heller, before we do it, that I really wanted to see about contacting Officer Harris and what we're doing to contact Officer Harris.
I was going to amend my motion to say that we should check in with Wendy's tried to contact him tonight.
Yes.
I think we should contact him and see, does he want to schedule a special meeting? Does he want to set it forward to August and try this again if we can't meet in person? Does he want to submit written paperwork? Check in with him, but this isn't functioning tonight.
Right.
So I would move that we close up this part. There are other items on the agenda to come to and set this forward till at least our next meeting so that we can try to be more productive.
Board Member Heller, if I may discuss this with you for just a minute, my only thought was we have a little bit of business to take care of. I thought we could take care of a regularly scheduled business and give Officer Harris that much time to try to get back with us. And then when we run out of time, I guess he's ran out of time, would be my thinking for tonight.
That's fine.
Vice Chair Sexton?
Yes.
Ms. Comer's had her hand up.
Oh, okay. I don't see her, but... Ms. Comer, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you, Wendy. I just wanted to echo what Ms. Lance said. I was not in any way suggesting that we proceed without the appellant being present. I understand. If I conveyed that, I apologize. What I said was if he was able to attend by phone, so if he could call in. Sorry if that got miscommunicated, I would not.
Duly noted. Thank you very much.
And I did second Board Member Heller's motion. So it is had a second.
And Board Member Heller, are you all right? Are you fine with setting your motion aside for the next few minutes? You're on mute.
Let's go ahead and do the other items of business. And then once we've hit through item 10, 11, then we can.
Right. Before we hit item 11, we'll get back to the motion. Everyone good with that? Everyone follow that?
Yeah.
We're just going to go back to our regularly scheduled business and hopefully give Officer Harris a few minutes to try to get back. Ms. Hobson, maybe you could try to contact him again. I understand you weren't successful, and I don't know what else you could do. But going back to our agenda and our the rest of our business, we have our civil service coordinator's report. Ms. Hobson.
I do not have a report this evening.
Excellent report. Thank you very much. Human Resources Director's report.
Good evening. Sorry about that. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Vice Chair Sexton and members of the Civil Service Board. We've met before. My name is Cheryl Beidelman.
Did I say that correctly?
That is correct. Thank you. Sure. Assistant Director of Human Resources, standing in for Director Shelby Fritz to give the director's report this evening. I can try to burn some clock here for you, but I have a fairly brief report. There's two things that I want to report out on. The first one is regarding the class and comp study. Our consultants have completed their initial assessment of the classification and compensation study results. They met with city leaders in June to discuss outstanding questions related to classifications and are meeting this month to discuss compensation. Once this is complete, we will be able to finalize a timeline for completion and implementation. So we'll intend to give you updates as we move along. The second item is regarding situational awareness training. So the city safety office has been offering all city employees situational awareness training through an organization called Crisis Reality Training. The training is designed to help employees be more aware of their surroundings and mitigate the risk of an assault. And to date, over 1,800 employees have completed this training. And that concludes my report.
Is it Madam Assistant Director?
Assistant Director, yes.
Yes. So who's getting that training?
It's being offered to all employees, so everyone is getting it.
Just whoever wants it is getting it.
Well, we're asking that all employees participate in it. There are parts of it that are particularly relevant for employees who are working out in the field and who are being approached by the public. And I personally attended it. We have virtual and in-person training, and it's been really effective and really well received by our employees.
Great. How many people are they training currently?
Well, the last time I got an update, it was at about 1,800 employees, but our intention is to have all employees trained. That's the goal with something like this. I haven't had an update for a while, so we could report back on that number if you'd like.
Can I just ask, how long is the training?
The training is, I believe it was 3 hours.
Hmm.
Yeah, walks through a lot of different scenarios, shows videos of actual like crimes in action, and talks employees through how to respond to situations in order to, you know, maintain their personal safety.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Great. That sounds very worthwhile. Board members, any questions, any thoughts, any discussion? Hearing none. I'm sorry, board member Heller.
I think we're back to my motion.
We could go to the comments by the public. I don't know if there is any public attendees tonight. I don't know. Ms. Hobson, do we have an audience tonight? Is there any public in attendance?
Yes, we do have an audience.
All right. So at this time, it is time for the comments by the public. If we have any public members who would like to make a comment. Wave now or forever hold your peace. Okay, hearing none, let's go back to the motion on the floor. Board Member Heller.
I would just say that I've already made my motion. It's been seconded. I guess we're up for discussion at this point.
Yes. Board members, any discussion? Board Member Heller, perhaps you'd like to restate your motion just so everyone might be on. Get everyone on the same page, refresh everyone's memory. Go ahead.
My motion was to set this hearing forward and to have Ms. Hobson try to communicate with the gentleman, Officer Harris, that filed the appeal to see what option he would like to pursue. Does he want to set it forward and try this again in August if we can't? Do a public hearing? Does he want to submit things?
I don't think we need a date. Just leave that off and leave that open and leave that to board member option to handle.
Yes. So that was the intent of my motion. My few comments directed towards it are to simply say this is not working. You cannot have an appeal without an appellant. The whole point of due process of this board is to allow employees to bring their concerns forward, to file appeals, and be able to cite merit system rules, to come before us, to explain their case. None of that's happening tonight. First, he had audio problems, and he had video problems, and he had audio problems again, and then he just got kicked off. And this has also been my experience in prior board meetings as well. Tonight, everything is working well for me. Thank the tech gods, but for the grace, go any one of us. This just hasn't been working that well for us.
I think our temporary acting chair had some problems tonight also. Board Member Hanson.
Yes, thank you. I wasn't sure I heard the last part of your motion, Board Member Heller. So you wanted to offer the appellant the option of delaying the hearing for another month. What about, and then you said another option. I didn't quite get that other option.
To provide the options available to him, should he want to delay till we can meet in person? Should he want to delay another month and try again? Should we try to schedule a special session and try this again? Should he want to submit his materials in writing and just have us rule on the written briefs as supplied? I think those decisions should be up to him.
Oh, so one option would be delay until we can meet in person. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Everyone follow along. We ready to take action here. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. And I guess I take from that we're unanimous. And so, Ms. Hobson.
Vice Chair Sexton,
you're going to work your magic.
I would like confirmation on Board Member Klein's vote.
Okay. I thought he was
he's on mute.
Yay, because he definitely was not a nay. Klein, I
was on mute and she couldn't read my lips. I said yes.
Okay. I think we're clear on everyone else. Ms. Hobson, you're going to handle that, and I believe
Board Member Sexton, Vice Chair.
I was going to ask for comments from the board. Is that what you have, Board Member Heller?
No, I was going to make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, well, before we do that, are there any comments from the board? Board Member Wick, good evening. Welcome to the board.
Thank you.
I gave Board Member Klein a chance to introduce himself at our last meeting. Our previous new member. Anything you'd like to say or add, or low, or anything else? The floor is yours.
I already did a very poor job of my introduction at the onset of the meeting, so I'm good.
Duly noted. Great. Welcome. Glad to have you. And with that, is there a motion to adjourn? Board Member Heller.
So moved.
With that, we're out of here, and see you next month. Good evening. Good night. Thank you all so much. Sorry it didn't go back.